Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
I guess I'll just start out by addressing Martellus. I know that Phil has already talked to you about the situation, giving you the specifics that as an organization we want to give out. I want you to know that we're in communication with Marty. I'll be talking with him today. We got a plan and a process in place. And as I told the team today, we love him. He works hard. He loves football. He's a good father. And we want to get him back as soon as we can. And we'll go through this process. And when the time is right, he'll be back. It's a process. It's a great question, Dan. I can't answer that question other than say it's going to be one day at a time. I'm going to talk to Marty today, see where he's at, and we'll continue to talk each and every day and make sure we have an open line of communication, which we have. Every decision we made is based on one thing, a balancing act, and what's best for our football team collectively in our organization, and that's what went into this decision. You know, that's a good question again, Mark, and we're on top of that, and I think you'll see some resolution in that over the next 48 hours.
On the roster now, or...
With the loss, we're gonna have to pick up a slot there. So we'll be working on that as we move along. And the competition with who's involved right now will continue. Well, that's tough. I mean, he brought a lot. We're gonna let things take its course. Guys make the team in practice, and then they continue to get graded through the game. So I think we'll have some different questions next week as we see how the game unfolds on Friday night and through training camp. So, you know, we want to see guys who can make plays, take care of the ball, protect the ball, know what to do and how to do it at the right time, just like we ask of each and every player at their position. And we'll see what happens again through the week and into the rest of camp. I think Dave's just out here competing and learning how to play quarterback. He's certainly doing very well with learning the offense. The verbiage, the reads, he's articulate right now. He spent a lot of time. He's as good as anybody getting that done, and he just needs the work and the reps, the experience throughout camp and the exhibition season, the preseason games, and we'll continue to watch. But we like what we've seen up to this point. You know, I've known Jim for a long time. I got a chance to coach him in the strike season 1987. That's where we got to know each other. Some of you probably weren't even born yet, but when we've known each other and stayed in touch And I respect him as a guy who played in this league, as a coach who's coached quarterbacks in this league for a long time. And he's got some free time, so I invited him to come out and spend a couple days with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. I appreciate it.